It's the 14th of December. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. Residents of Bedford and its surrounding villages are welcoming some of the findings by the National Audit Office, which question the current business case for East West Rail. A new report from the NAO, an independent parliamentary group which carries out audits to determine value for money, says that the cost of the East West Rail project may outweigh the benefits. The document refers to Department for Transport data from 2021, concluding that for every pound spent on EWR, the return on that investment would average about 80 pence. The summary goes on to state that there is now further erosion into that 80 pence average. The account did, however, praise long-term strategic aims of the scheme to positively transform the regional economy. Luton Borough Council's Health and Wellbeing Board has received a report stating that some Luton store owners, especially in Berry Park, are selling vapes to children as young as 10 years old. The illegal devices can contain high amounts of cadmium and lead, while the volume of others are comparable to 500 cigarettes. Trading Standards continues to investigate the issue. The Royal Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Animals would like to question a woman who drove up to a house in the Brett's Mead section of Luton and dumped a cat over a property fence. The woman then drove off in a white Mercedes. Animal abandonment has steadily been on the rise due to cost of living challenges. Stephanie Law, an RSPCA inspector, said, "We are grateful to the finder who has kindly offered to give the cat a loving home." Flitwick-based Grant Palmer has released a Christmas video starring Ted the Bear that has been gaining traction across social media. Commercial manager Thomas Manship is proud of the festive video, which promotes the use of public transportation now that fares at the company are capped at £2 per journey. That's your Bedford News in 100 seconds.